Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is One of Messiah Congregation. I'm really happy we could be here this afternoon on Yom Kippur, one of God's Shabbatons. It's a very special Sabbath. We've had a wonderful Sabbath yesterday, the weekly Sabbath, but today is one of the holy days of God that's spoken about through the Bible, starting on Leviticus 23. And of course, if you want to read about the Day of Atonement, you could read Leviticus chapter 16. Today is September 23rd, and this is 2007, and we are One of Messiah Congregation. We are Jews and Gentiles, but we come to you with a Hebrew-Jewish perspective. We try to bring you back to your Jewish-Hebrew roots and make you understand that we are supposed to be all one in Messiah. We are today live talking to you from our congregation, and we have a few people here.
Shalom, everybody, and Shabbat Shalom.
Hi, it's Anne. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
That's right. Because, okay. You know, what's really great is that today is the 10th of the 7th month. And I know a lot of people out there don't realize that God has his own calendar. We've spoken about this before, but it's really important that we tell you about God's 7th month. Because to you Christians, these are feasts and holy days of God that are in your Bible, as Angel said in Leviticus 23, that are all about the first and second coming of Messiah. And these fall feast days are about the second coming. And what Christian shouldn't know about that? Isn't that true?
That's correct. You know, on our broadcast, we always try to make sure everybody understands that. I know most Christians don't even know the meaning of the word Christian. It's Mashichi, which is Messiah follower. But we always try to bring across to everyone that God has his own calendar. And we are in the seventh month of God, which is very significant to the second coming of Messiah that my wife is speaking about. And we try to make sure people understand that God has his own feasts, which are not really ever spoken about anymore in the Christian world. It's such a shame. Don't you find that, like, very...
Well, it's sad because, you know, I think we all kind of realize, and in the back of our mind, most people realize that the feasts that they do, you know, like Christmas with Santa Claus and Easter with the bunny rabbits and Halloween with witches and stuff like that, that we do, and we were raised with it, all of us were raised with it. But in the back of our minds, we always knew that it really wasn't of God and it was made up. But we really didn't know where to go. And then we learned later that the answer's always been, it's been in our Bible all along, in what people call the Old, or I should say Old Testament scriptures.
I've noticed here in the Bible, though, they can't say the word old long enough. It's like Old Testament. Well, it's not that old, and it's not like, it's something that had a purpose. It's a shadow of things to come, and this is found, of course, in Colossians chapter 2:16. And a lot of people read that, of course, that passage wrong, and I just thank God we could actually read it correct. You know, it's been such a blessing this year to see more people coming to the Feast of the Lord, people from around the country calling in, and people wanting to do the, we're going to be doing the Feast of Tabernacles in 5 days.
Amen.
And most people, as soon as we say today's Yom Kippur, you know what they always think? Oh, that's Jewish. Well, what does your Bible say in Leviticus 23? These are the Feasts of the Jews, or Feast of Moses. Who's it a feast of? The Baptists?
Feast of the Lord.
Yes. So if you tell somebody it's the Feast of the Lord, shouldn't that make you curious? Like, why don't we know that?
Yes,
of course. And everybody out there, just please give us a call at 615-591-9820. Because it says in Leviticus 23, it says, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations.
Amen.
So we need to proclaim that, you know, these Feasts of the Lord are coming. They're here, as a matter of fact.
Praise the Lord that we are proclaiming. It's the Day of Atonement today, and it's a feast of the Lord. I should say it's really of the Lord so that we can know it. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off.
Amen.
It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's exactly correct. This isn't like some hidden thing or some mystery we're just uncovered, but it's been in the Bible forever. And most people have went to church, you know, I heard some people say, I went to church since I was two. And I was thinking, like, wait a minute, you can't even read. How could you, you know? But anyway, some people have been to church 50 years and they still never read these things in the Bible, which is a shame. And I know on this broadcast, I'm very aware that what we're telling you is so unique because you're so used to hearing a different kind of gospel show. You're so used to hearing this little Protestant message that is basically just a form of the Catholic Church. And we're coming to you with your actual Jewish roots. Yeshua was a Jew. The prophets were Jewish. The apostles were Jewish. And everyone who joins has to join the Israel of God. The new covenant was given to who?
The house of Israel.
Yes. So who do you think you should join?
I think you should join the house of Israel.
How many bodies is there?
One body.
How many lords?
One Lord.
Oh, how many faiths?
One faith.
And baptisms?
One baptism.
Really? How many gods?
One God.
Amen. So, I mean, Apostle Paul, when he was telling the Ephesians this, he's not kidding. There's always one family, the Bible says. Just like in time of Noah, one family made it. In the time of Joshua with Jericho, one family made it.
Lot.
Yes.
One family.
And that's just all a picture of this one body, this one way to walk, one halacha, as it said. Now, I want to make sure you do understand, if you're listening to us, we are not in Judaism. Judaism has a lot of made-up, we call them bells and whistles and things that we do not follow. We are reading right out of the King James Version, 1611. We are believers in the Messiah, Yeshua, as you know as Jesus, which is just fine to say. And these feast days and holy days all pertain to the Messiah. That's what we're trying to bring to you today. And go right ahead.
Amen. Anne was just reading that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. And, you know, the only reason that people typically can't see the truth is because you're blinded. You're blinded by doctrine. You've always been told something different. But just because you've been told that doesn't mean that you should question it, because Jesus said, Yeshua HaMashiach, he said that you have to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Wait a minute. I got a question. When Jesus, Yeshua, told that to the devil, that a man doesn't live by bread alone, did he have the whole Bible? Or what did he have?
He had the Torah. He had the first five books, the writings of the prophets only.
Right. So this, he said, man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We know for a fact that the Torah was given by God. And we know for a fact that the prophets follow that, right? And, of course, David, who is the king of Israel, definitely, he loves the law, the Torah.
Amen.
So we find later on men that were born after David, like the apostles and everyone else, they're just men that kept the commandments, just like David. And they were very happy, and they loved the Torah of God. And that's why their letters became known as graphe in the Greek, scripture, because they're men keeping the scriptures.
You know, as a matter of fact, excuse me, we're reading Hebrew. We're reading a study today on the Day of Atonement. And Angel was going through all of the books in the book of Hebrews and in different books talking about the Day of Atonement. But, you know, we always had to dovetail back to the Old Testament scriptures, because Paul was actually quoting Old Testament scriptures when he was explaining the Day of Atonement.
Excuse me, let's use the right terminology. Paul always quoted the Tanakh.
Amen.
The Old Testament has to do with the animal blood and the sacrifices and the Levitical priesthood. That's the Old Testament.
I know we call them books now, but they're really not.
They're not books. Paul always quotes the Tanakh, which is an acronym for the Torah, the prophets, and the writings that Jesus even said himself right in the Gospels.
Yes, Amen. He did. Amen. And another question for you guys. Does God change?
No.
See, God didn't change. He didn't all of a sudden, when Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach came, did God all of a sudden change and say, now you don't have to keep the commandments. Now you don't have to keep my feast days. Paul did. If you look in Acts and the other letters, you're going to see that Paul went to Jerusalem for the feasts. Now, people say, oh, he was doing that just to please the Jews. Paul didn't do anything just to please people.
No,
he obeyed God.
Not.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
You know, I thank God for this Yom Kippur. We have some other people in our congregation here. I'd like to just maybe call up some people. They could say hello to some of the people. We have Susan. Would you like to come over here and say just hello to the people out there in Radio Land? I would just like maybe just tell people this is your first Yom Kippur. How does it feel?
What's it like?
Well, I've really learned a lot, and I realize that it is something we are supposed to be doing. It is in the Word. I've been learning that we've got to, in order to understand the New Testament, we have to know the Old Testament. Everything that is in the New Testament rests upon the Old.
Amen.
So that we can see the shadow of the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Messiah. And so when we observe these festivals, we're being obedient, but we're also able to take a look at the shadow of the coming of the Messiah. And that's something that we all need to do, and it's something that we all need to remember to encourage one another.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says that in Revelations that we overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Your testimony is very important, because there's people out there that have the same similar testimonies to you. We're all not that different. So it's very good to testify how the Lord has done something in your life. Brother Shaul, or Brother Paul, as he's known. Do you have anything, any words to the people?
Well, first of all, praise the Lord. You know, this is a day I know that at one time was a day of blood, if you will.
Yeah.
It is a day of blood.
It was a giant day of blood. And I know September the 13th, 1970, I got saved, and the Lord washed my sins away with his blood. And it helps bring the scriptures alive. And also, since I've been here, I understand a lot of things I didn't know about how the things in the Old Testament lined up with things in the New Testament to the very days. And I do know that I was born again, and I know that that though your sins be as scarlet, the Lord can make them white as snow with the blood that he shed upon
the
cross.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
And his burdens are not heavy.
That's right.
And that he says, come unto me and I will in no wise turn you away.
Amen. That is very good. Praise the Lord. You know, I thank God for these testimonies. You know, that's why this is called a Mikra Kodesh in Hebrew. A Mikra Kodesh means it's an assembly. A Mikra Kodesh means an assembly, a sacred gathering. And that's why we're gathered together, to hear the word of God and also to encourage one another. We have some people here from Trinidad. Would you like to maybe come over and say hello, or just would you like to come forth and say hello to the people in Radio Land? I'd like to get this, you know, just so people know that there's people from everywhere keeping the feast of the Lord.
Amen. And people from all over the world, actually. This is Bud.
This is only our second week coming up here visiting. And boy, has it been a blessing for me and an enlightenment. The Day of Atonement has got new meaning to me today.
Praise the Lord.
In the past, it was always just a word. But now that it's been a little bit more explained, it comes to life now. It comes to life now. And other things that I've learned is that at 50 years old, that I've been defiling God's Sabbath all my life because I didn't know any better. Mm-hmm. And it's the same for the holidays, is that I've been misled. And I don't blame nobody for that. It's probably because of my own ignorance. But not no more. All I can say is that thank you, Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Very good. You know, I had a lady email me today, and I read it this morning. You know what she said? She wanted to know if, she said to me, she goes, if I don't keep the Lord's Sabbath, am I going to go to hell? She goes, I keep my Sabbath on Sunday. So I wrote her back a very nice letter, and I said, well, did you hear your own words? You're keeping your Sabbath on Sunday that was created by the Catholic Church. I'm keeping God's Sabbath. Then I said, John said, who was with the Lord, what is sin? Sin is the transgression of the law. So then I wrote, how much sin is going to heaven? And of course the answer is zero. So I said, if you break the commandments, that's called sin. The Sabbath is the fourth commandment. And that was the end of that conversation. So some people have their own Sabbaths. I'd rather do God's Sabbath.
You know, that was interesting because her words betrayed her. You know, she said her Sabbath.
Well, that's right.
You know?
Well, what's ironic is what brought me to this church exactly was the Holy Spirit moving on me and my wife about the Sabbath. I kept on getting stuff in the mail about, what is the Sabbath? Come up here and listen to a lecture on the Sabbath. Read about the Sabbath in the Bible. What is the Sabbath? And so we go on the internet and we pull this website up and we listen to our brother here take and preach. And I said, we're going to go visit and listen. I want to go see this guy. And so last week was our first visit. And I can honestly say that what happened was is that when I came up here on the Sabbath and I obeyed God, my spirit jumped up and it
praise
said,
the Lord.
It said, this feels right. This is what you're supposed to be doing.
Wow.
Well, praise the Lord. I thank God. You know, I thank God for these Mikra Kodesh, that times that we can get together, times that we could actually read the scriptures together. And, you know, we're going to be getting together for the Feast of Tabernacles in 5 days. And call us if you don't know what we're talking about. We're at 615-591-9820, 615-591-9820. You can either contact me also by email. You can go to my website, oneinmessiah.net. That's oneinmessiah.net. And you could email me, you could write me at P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 370-65. And there's so many ways to contact us. That's what I'm trying to get at. I mean, we're very available because we're excited to tell you about the Feast of the Lord. We are excited to tell you about the things of God, things that are never discussed in traditional churches. You know, I just thank God we could be here. This has been a wonderful day so far. So I praise the Lord for the blood of the Messiah, which is the true atonement.
That's right. That is the atonement, and that's what the Bible is all about. The Bible is about the Messiah. It's about the coming Messiah. It's about the prophecies of Messiah. It's about sin, and it's about atonement, and it's about shadows of things to come.
Amen.
And every shadow has what? A body.
A body.
And those shadows, that body is Messiah.
Amen. Now, I want to call up here Brother Mike. He's from Trinidad, and I'd like him to say a few words, and I thank God that you're here today, Brother Mike.
Thank you for being here. If everyone with this experience I've been through here is something I've never heard about, and everything that I'm going through here, I'm thankful for it, and everybody in the congregation.
Well, praise the Lord.
Thank you very much, and have a pleasant Sabbath.
Well, thank
praise
you.
The Lord.
Thank you very
praise
much.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
You know, I thank God that, you know, we are people from all around the world, and we are people, every nationality. You know, we just finished doing a teaching on a program called POW Talk, and there's people there from all around the world, different countries, different languages, different nationalities, and that's the way the Lord is. Just like Messiah's genealogy, there's people there from every place. There's people that were Syrians, people that were from Moab, and Yeshua was born. So I just thank God that God is he's our Father, and we are His children.
Amen. And I also want to mention that today is the 10th of the 7th month, which is the Day of Atonement. And we believe from Scripture that it may be, you know, they always say that, you know, Jesus is going to come as a thief in the night to those who don't know the signs of His coming. But one of the signs of His coming is these holy days and feast days. And we really need to be mindful of them because we feel that, you know, the first day of the 7th month is called the Memorial of the Blowing of Trumpets.
That's right.
And that was 10 days ago. And we know that when Messiah comes back, He's going to come with the trumpet and a shout, right?
I think the churches, you know, I think they all heard about the sound of the trumpet. They just don't associate it with Zichron Yom Teruah, the memorial of blowing the trumpets, when the trumpet sounded first in Exodus, and God came down upon Mount Sinai.
Amen. And then 10 days later is this Day of Atonement. And if you're not atoned by that time, then you're going to be cut off from your people. So we feel that this may be the day that He actually returns. And then after this, starting next Friday, which Thursday night is, God's day starts in the evening, so you know at sunset. Next Thursday night at sunset starts what we call, it's an 8-day feast called the Feast of Tabernacles.
Amen.
And this is the greatest shadow that every Christian should want to be in because it's when we will dwell forever with Him and the Lord. We're going to be caught up in the air and so be with Him forever.
And that's right.
Amen.
And that's kapezo in the Greek. We're going to be caught up together with them. That's in 2 Thessalonians. We just read that, yes. You know, and we'd like to invite you, if you ever want to come and join us on the Sabbath, we're here every Saturday at 12 o'clock at the New Hope Community Church. That's 605 Wilson Pike, right here in Brentwood, Tennessee. That's 605 Wilson Pike in Brentwood, Tennessee. Come and see what we're talking about. If you want to join us for the Feast of Tabernacles, let us know. Give us a call, 615-591-9820. That's 591-9820. You know, we encourage you to be curious I mean, let's face it, if you don't know about the Feast of the Lord, you're missing out on such a major portion of your belief, because God does have a calendar. God does have feasts. God has commandments. He has judgments. I mean, there's so many things that...
Holy days.
Yes, holy days of God. So this is so important for people to now start being curious and wondering, why haven't we been... why are we not doing the Feast of the Lord? You know, everyone's getting ready to do this satanic holiday, Halloween, and all the grocery stores are already packed out with their evil witches, and I see the blood and all kinds of guts for the kids to buy, and that's so satanic. Where does it say that in the Word? So what we're doing, we're going to be building a sukkah, a booth in our backyard, to explain to people that we're going to reflect back in history from when our ancestors lived in the wilderness, and they built a sukkah, and God covered them and preserved them and kept them alive 40 years. Their shoes didn't even wear out.
Amen.
Talk about a good set of shoes.
And who is the branch? And who is the branch that covers you?
Yes,
the Messiah.
And we're going to be also thinking about, of course, how God preserves us today in our lifetime, in our wilderness, with all the angry waves that try to hit us. And then we're also going to be looking forward one day to tabernacle with the Lord, where we could be preserved forever with the Almighty Living God.
Now, Angela, you said we're going to be making a booth. Where does it say that in the Word?
Well, you can go to Leviticus,
right,
go
here.
To Nehemiah. I can give you a list.
I'll read it for you. It's in Leviticus 23. It starts on 41. It says, "And you shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations." Actually, I started a little late. Hold on. It says, "In the 15th day of the seventh month," starting on verse 39, "when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath." Now remember, God's Sabbaths, even those in the feasts, are commandments. "And on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take on you the first day boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days." Rejoice, Roni,
yes.
Rejoice. "And you shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year." Listen, it shall be a statute forever in your generations. "You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelite born shall dwell in booths." Now you might say to yourself, "I'm not Israelite born."
Well, did you join the Israel of God?
You should have.
The Bible says in Leviticus, it says that once the ger joins the ezrach, in other words, the stranger joins the homeborn, you become as the homeborn, and there's no difference. I can show you the verse. I think it's Leviticus 19:34, from what my memory tells me. But we're all one in Messiah, and there's only one set of feasts, one set of commandments for everyone. There isn't two ways to go.
Remember, there was a time, even in the chapter of Nehemiah, when you read that, where the children of Israel did not keep the Feast of Tabernacles and just found out about them.
Right.
Again, and realized.
Do you have those verses on you?
Actually, I do.
Go ahead.
Chapter 8, verse 1, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street, and was before the water gate, and they spake to Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the law had commanded to Israel." And they just found this book, by the way. "And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month." By the way, that was 10 days ago for
That's
us.
That's right.
The memorial of the blowing of trumpets.
Amen.
Now, this is Nehemiah chapter 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay. "And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law." Praise the Lord. They realized, here you'll see where Ezra the scribe stood upon the pulpit of wood, which they had made for a purpose, and beside him stood Matthiah and Shema and Ananiah, Urijah, Hilkiah, and Manasseh on his right hand and on his left hand. There were people, and Ezra opened the book, verse 5, in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, "Amen, amen," with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Amen. Also, Jeshua and Bani and Sherebiah and Jamin and Akub and Shabbatiah and Hodijah and Manasseh and Kelatiah and Azariah and Jezebed and Hanan and Peliah. And the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book and the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tishnana,
that's the governor,
and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. They found out about it. And it says, mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So here you see that they keep the Feast of the Tabernacles and the first day of the seventh
month. Read a little more on that. Yeah.
And they wept.
And they wept, knowing that they didn't have it all this time.
Amen.
And it was actually because they knew it was a curse to them to not be doing it. It was an ignorant sin, I guess. They didn't have the word.
Amen.
Verse 11, so the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, and to Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month.
Amen. See, there it is.
There it is.
So here we have the people at Nehemiah's time. That's Nehemiah, the Hanavi, the prophet. They found it written in the book, just like we have found written in the book.
Amen.
They found it like, whoa, we never seen this before.
Yeah. And it does make you cry.
How did our fathers and everyone not tell
it
us this?
It does make you cry.
It does make you cry.
I mean, it has to do with the second coming of the Messiah. That's what we're saying. We're just not building a booth with no understanding. We know what we're doing. It's pointing to the tabernacling with the Lord throughout eternity.
It's God's ways. Yeah.
Look, some people think they get embarrassed by building a booth outside their house. Look, we could prove that right out of the scriptures. I think it's more embarrassing getting a dead tree and decorating it in your house. Where does it say that in the word? So anyway, we're one of Messiah congregation.
And please call us. If you want to know about these things, 615-591-9820. 615-591-9820. And we have another verse here. It's in Romans. Looks like chapter 9. Verse 24, it says, even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he saith also in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which were not my beloved. It shall come to pass that in one place, where it was said unto him, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God.
Amen.
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 So I'd like to say, I know this is probably a very unusual broadcast, especially for Nashville and part of Kentucky and wherever this goes, for you to hear today. I bet it's very strange, I suspect. You know, we are one of Messiah congregation, and we come to you right out of the Bible, right from the scriptures. This is not made up.
And don't think it's strange, because, you know, Ann just read that Ezra, Nehemiah, and them, they listened all day to listen to the words of the law and the prophets. And remember Jesus, Messiah, Yeshua, Messiah. What did he do when he went to the synagogues? He read the Torah, the writings, and the prophets. So don't think it's strange. That's what Jesus did,
Amen.
Yeshua. So that's what we do. And, of course, now we have what we call the New Testament scriptures. And they're there to show that, yes, Messiah did come, and yes, he did fulfill those scriptures. And we're here to tell you that the fall feast days have not yet to be fulfilled. And we really need to know what they're about and how they're about the second coming of Messiah, because we don't want you to miss it.
Amen. Yeah. And again, we'd like to invite you to our congregation. We are one of Messiah congregation. We meet at the New Hope Community Church every Saturday on the Sabbath, the fourth commandment. And you're invited to come here at 12 o'clock at 605 Wilson Pike and Brentwood, Tennessee. And also you can find us on the internet, oneofmessiah.net. And you can call us, 591-9820. And also read, if you have a chance today, read John. There's so many things to tell you. And I say thank God for the blood of the Messiah. I thank God for the whole feast of the Lord that we have knowledge of and we'd love to share with you, please. So don't hesitate. Don't be shy. Call us at 615-591-9820. You know, I thank God we could be here. I thank God for the blood of the Messiah. I say shalom, shalom to you. And please call us, write us, email us. Please let us hear from you. God bless you, and Baruch Hashem, Yeshua, may the Lord bless you, and please pray for the peace of Jerusalem.